From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The governments of Burkina Faso and France said an armed group coordinated attacks Friday on France's embassy and cultural center and on the West African country's military headquarters. At least 7 soldiers were killed in the gunfire. Afghan authorities say a suicide bomber detonated his explosives-laden car Friday and near a NATO convoy in the capital, Kabul, killing a 6-year-old girl and wounding 20 other people. Russia is rejecting U.S. accusations it has broken any of its nuclear treaty obligations, arguing that it only wants to maintain global peace and stability. This should be absolutely not considered a beginning of an arms race, a Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said on Friday. Peskov's comments come a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin boasted in his annual State of the Nation address about his country's upgraded nuclear weapons arsenal. Putin said that the arsenal included invincible nuclear missiles that have unlimited range and which are capable of evading U.S. missile defense systems. In response, the White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders accused Russia of developing destabilizing weapons systems for over a decade in direct violation of its treaty violations. The Turkish military says Turkish soldiers and 13 others were wounded in fighting in northern Syria's Afrin enclave in one of the deadliest days for the Turkish military since it launched the operation. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump Friday defended his threat to impose steep tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, saying that potential trade conflicts can be beneficial to the United States.
The intended target is not yet.
Mr. Trump's planned tariffs, announced a day earlier, sparked concerns of a trade war, with emerging markets trading lower and some world leaders threatening to take retaliatory measures. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slid more than 300 points shortly after opening Friday. A Japanese government official told VOA that Tokyo has explained several times to the U.S. government that their concerns declined to comment further on any ongoing discussions with Washington. The UN Migration Agency says armed Boko Haram insurgents attacked a military base in northeastern Nigeria, killing and injuring aid workers and police as well.
People have no idea how bad.
Alicia Schlein reports.
He says an investigation into the attack is underway. It says what is known so far is that a large number of Boko Haram insurgents, armed with automatic weapons, rocket-propelled grenades, and gun trucks, attacked the military base in Ran in Borno State. A spokesman for the International Organization for Migration, Joel Millman, says he understands a camp for internally displaced people is located there.
Again, Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA News. Heroin and fentanyl exports from Mexico to the United States are on the rise. That's according to the World Drug Report 2017, compiled by the International Narcotics Control Board and backed by the UN Office on Drugs and Crime. Seizures of fentanyl, a significant contributor to the overdose death epidemic by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, increased from just under 1 kilogram in 2013 to approximately 200 kilograms in 2016, according to the INCB. A U.S. aircraft carrier group is preparing to sail through the contested South China Sea later this month, and observers expect an angry Beijing to register its opposition and quicken its militarization of small islands in the region. The group of ships led by the USS Carl Vinson aircraft carrier and guided missile destroyer USS Michael Murphy is plying the South China Sea after a mid-February report call in Manila, where about 5,500 crew members offered humanitarian aid. A U.S. Navy statement says the group came for promoting freedom of the seas and enhancing regional security. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.